This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
In case you've ever wondered, what exactly does a malignant narcissist look like? What are narcissistic ways of trying to manipulate people? Just take a look at Alec Murdaugh in court during his sentencing for financial crimes. Should be almost one in the... But back in the day, I should say, before we had the internets, we'd have to go get the dictionary or the word am I looking for here, Siobhan? The encyclopedia. And there you would have cases, and you could see pictures of people who did this or that. And Alec Murdaugh should be next to narcissist, because we quite a show the other day. What was your reaction to his 45-minute speech in court, essentially playing a victim to victims?
Well said. Yeah, my first thought is he has never looked healthier. You know, nice haircut now. He's well nourished, but not fat. He looked great. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen the man look better. So prison must be agreeing with him, as I thought he'd do fine there. Yeah. You know, he's going to function well. It was a masterful performance, just masterful. And it made my skin crawl. I actually had to watch it in little segments because I felt so nauseous, you know, with what he was doing. He is in his element in front of an audience and being a storyteller. He knows how to spin a tale. And his ability to look the victims in the eye and make that deep emotional connection. You know, he had some of the victims in tears. And he would talk about, you know, the way we were friends throughout childhood. You have been my best friend. And I am so hurt by this. Mm-hmm. I know I deceived you and I am hurt. So he made that empathic connection. He pulled at the heartstrings and then he flipped it. So it was all about him.
Yeah.
And you saw some of the victims tear up in response to, oh, now we're feeling his pain.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if this was an attempt to, you know, just again, showcase what a great guy he is. And he had to make the statement again, I would never kill Maggie and Paul. I would never hurt them. And it's like, of course, well, a jury has found that you did. And even if we gave him the benefit of the doubt and say, well, maybe he didn't pull the trigger, he certainly knew who did. Yeah. And lying, he's as smooth as butter. You know, when is he lying? Whenever his lips are moving. So it was exactly what I expected. He didn't break down, but he played at everybody's heartstrings, and he's amazing at it. He really is smooth. I can see why he was a successful lawyer for so many years. You know, the guy knows how to manipulate.
He was in his element, I think, in that courtroom. Yes. I think he was not playing the role of Alec Murdaugh. He was playing the role of who he wants Alec Murdaugh to think people to think of who Alec Murdaugh is.
Exactly. He's good at it.
Yeah, without a doubt. When there was a lot of mouth movement between thoughts, the amount of time, if you took all the dead air out of that, you'd probably get it down to maybe about 10, 15 minutes as opposed to 45, because there was a lot of, can you expound upon that a little bit? What were we looking at there with the constant pauses and the lips and the movement? It was all, it was bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and he's never been a guy that sits still very easily. He mm-hmm. tends to rock in court. He makes facial expressions. And it's really hard, I think, to read body language with, you know, a definitive opinion that, well, this always means that or that always means that. But the body reveals emotions. Mm-hmm. And so I think when we're seeing a lot of movement, particularly in the face and in the hands, I know as I talk, I'm gesturing when I'm feeling something. And he puts his body into it. And he may do some of it intentionally, but certainly not all of it intentionally. And I think we can say there was a lot cooking in his head. Mm-hmm. And his acting ability can go so far. I think when he does the eye contact and some of the things he says, I think that's all intentional. You know, that's planned. But the body reveals other things that may be going on, which certainly could be anxiety. At times it could be frustration. And, you know, above all, it's manipulation.
Was he essentially trying to ahead of time get ahead of everything in this and essentially manipulate a potential new jury that may see this or may have some opinion about him, going, oh, maybe he isn't such a horrible guy? I mean, it seems like everything right now that goes on in the world of Alec Murdaugh is to make Alec Murdaugh look like a likable guy, something maybe they should have tried doing a long time ago. But now it just seems like they're in high gear on that, all with the hopes that maybe he gets a second chance at that murder trial.
I think that's very accurate, because he's not one to give up. He's one to, you know, keep himself pumped up that he'll solve this somehow, that he'll have a way, that he'll maneuver, that he'll get out of this. And he's proven that over and over with, you know, having himself the fake "I was shot" and, you know, the whole thing. He's always going to have a scheme. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's very likely that he's anticipating that he's going to succeed in getting a new trial. And that, you know, he comes off as a good-hearted guy now. And he's the one that's suffering. So let's have empathy and compassion for him.
It's amazing how individuals like that work. But I would have to believe that someone like Alec Murdaugh really believes that he deserves compassion. I mean, seeing that in him, yes, there's a certain amount of an act to it that he knows he's going down. But I think he believes the act. I think he like literally believes that everything he's saying. You could see him reading the room constantly. Yes. Like, is anyone going to react to me? He wasn't getting the responses he wanted in many cases.
Yeah, I think the scary thing is how so many people, I mean, it's just human nature. People are easily manipulated. You know, that's why the predators among us get away with things for so long if they're good at it. And I think there probably were thousands of people watching this that felt, oh, well, maybe he didn't do it. Here he is saying again that he didn't do it. And I believe one of the victims, when he said, "I never hurt Maggie and Paul, I would never hurt them," one of the victims went, you know, I know. Yeah. And it works.
And that's how they get away with it for so long, really.
Exactly.
Because it works.
Yeah.
You know how to do it. It's good.
Made my skin crawl. It was just horrible.
Without a doubt.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.